welcome to the Pascal Ngwe Podcast. Pastor Pascal is the senior pastor of Alive Bible Church, a vibrant and growing church with branches across South Africa. Pastor Pascal is an anointed teacher of the Word of God who makes the Bible to come alive. Get ready to be empowered with knowledge that will cause you to rise up and become who God wants you to be. Today's message is Exposing Marine Spirit.
Well, this morning, let's proceed straight into the Word of the Lord. I believe that God is helping somebody. I believe that some of us are beginning to experience some degree of freedom. Hallelujah. Yes. Freedom from demons, part 4. The month of May has 5 weeks. So next week we're going to hit another part of this series. Amen. We thank God for the month of May. Our foundational scripture, I believe by now you should know it, John 8:36. If the Son makes you free, you will be free indeed. That if means not everybody will be made free by the Son. Make sure you are one of those that the Son will make free. Hallelujah. You see, in the book of Luke 10:17-19, the Bible says, then the 70 returned with joy, saying, Lord, even demons are subject to us in your name. Look, that's my prayer for you. That one of these days you will return with a testimony and you will say, even demons are subject. This is not only for the disciples of Jesus, because and when you go to the next verse, and he said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. That Satan has fallen. Behold, I give you the authority to trample on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. You see, you're living a life of no hurt. You're living a life of freedom from hurts, deliverance from pain, has got a lot to do with you dealing with demons. Because he's talking to them about demons, and then he says, nothing shall by any means hurt you. It means when something is hurting you, what you don't realize is that there's a demon behind that particular word. And when we start binding devils, trampling on them, do you understand? We start liberating ourselves and limiting the hurts. And we can really reach where Jesus is saying here that nothing. Like, you see, maybe you think it's idealism, but Jesus is speaking the truth. Jesus is the truth. Jesus cannot say something that is not true. So Jesus says, you can reach a stage in your walk here on earth where nothing hurts you. And all of that has got to do with binding and dealing with demons. I pray that we rise to this reality. Demons are part of Satan's kingdom. Satan has a kingdom. Satan is a king. And he has a kingdom. I'm not the one saying it. Jesus is the one who said it. In the same book of Luke 11, just a chapter after, Luke 11 verse 18, Jesus speaking says, if Satan is divided against himself, how can his kingdom stand? How can his kingdom stand? So it tells you that Satan has a kingdom and his kingdom is united unlike many of us. I say this because you claim that I drive out demons by Beelzebub. So he was also making an indication that the kingdom of Satan comprises of demons. That there are demon spirits that are part of that. It's not only demons that are part of his kingdom. As you're going to see this morning, there are other beings that are in the kingdom of Satan. But demons are part and parcel of that kingdom. Are you listening to me? And Satan's kingdom operates in three different realms. Air, land, and sea. Exodus 20 verse 4. You shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above. So don't make yourself a god in the heaven. Like don't create a god, make an image of something that is in the heavens. That's the first dimension of rulership. All that is on the earth beneath, the second dimension of rulership is the earth. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And all that is in the water under the earth. That's the third dimension. Now, the body of Christ and the church is kind of a bit familiar with Satan being, you know, a ruler in the heavens. The Bible calls him the prince of the power of the air. And Paul told us that we wrestle against spiritual forces in the heavenly realms. So we do know that somewhere, I mean, and we know very clearly, it's in the second heaven. Satan is in the second heaven. So, with his kingdom. Then Christians are also quite conversant with Satan being on earth. The Bible is very clear. The God of this age has blinded the minds of the people. The prince of this world is coming and has nothing against me. We kind of very conversant with knowing that Satan has got something to do with the heavens because he fell from there and that he's down here. I mean, when God asked him, where are you coming from? Oh, I'm coming from roaming all back and forth the earth. So we do know that in these two realms, he's quite visible. But there's a realm that we are not very much educated about Satan's dominion. And that's the sea. We bind him in heaven. We bind him on earth. But very, very rarely do you find people binding him in the oceans. Binding him in the sea. Because we don't know much about oceans. We don't know much about sea. So we don't really know that there's another kingdom of his with other beings that operate from there. And that have a lot of effect on earth. Just the same way the fallen angels had a huge effect on us. The way the demons that are roaming down here have effect on us. There are other demons in the sea. So I'd like to teach this morning, even though I wanted to quickly move to deliverance, I'll do that next Sunday. I want to tackle an area quickly while I'm on this subject, because I don't know when God will lead me back to this subject. I want to tackle an area that will help somebody someday, or even now, exposing marine spirits. Amen. I want to talk about this because a lot of people struggle from spirits that are not necessarily from heaven. And that are not necessarily from down here. They are from another place. And they do not know how to relate or what to do with those demons. Marine spirit is also what we call spiritual husbands and spiritual wives. But before I tackle that, let me tell you something. You know, there's something very interesting about water that you need to know about.
Number one, 80% of the world, the earth, is made of water. Only 20% is dry ground. Did you know that? That even when you look at the earth from the sky, you see a blue dot. Because 80% of earth is made of water. Both water on ground and water up in the clouds. 80%. As a matter of fact, God brought the dry ground from the water. We know that the earth was formless and void, and Daniel was over the floor, and the water was covering everywhere. So when God had to do this work, it started with him having to pull the earth outside the water. Did you know that 75% of your body is water? Your body has 75% is 75% water. In fact, I find a very interesting work that a certain man by the name of Mitchell made. He says the brain and the heart is 73% water. Your brain and your heart, 73% of is water. Your lungs, 83% is water. Your skin, 64% is water. Your muscle and your kidneys, 79% of it is water. Even your bones are 31% water. Your bones. So you are living in a world that is 80% made of water. There is water everywhere. I think there's a poem who wrote a poem, "Water, Water Everywhere." And this water is interconnected. The water from the stream in your village is connected to, it goes and meets a bigger ocean somewhere that meets the other ocean. And they are connected. That the whole, the ground is not connected like that. But water is connected. There are many things that you and I don't really do like together. Like some people do, some people don't. Everybody drinks water. Everybody use. You cannot spend the day without using water. You can't. Either for cooking, for bathing. There will always be something you will do that will require water. You might not necessarily require other things, but you will need water. Are you listening to me? So, it is interesting to realize that water is such an important part of your life. So much so that 75% of you is made of water. And we don't know much about the kingdom that is in the sea. Water is not only life. Because in my country, the company that deals with water, their logo is "Water is life." Yeah, water is life. Even Jesus spoke of living water. That water that gives you life. But let me tell you something. Water is not just for life. Like, you know, yes, it's life. But it's not just physical life. Water also controls spiritual life. Do you understand? So, I would like to talk to you about the marine kingdom a little bit. Just so you understand that other side that a lot of us don't know anything about. And you know, let me tell you something about the devil. The devil, Satan is not a stupid person. Satan is aware, we know he fell from heaven. And we are always binding him there. And he's also aware that most of the time, we bind him down here. But he discovered that we don't bind him in the water. So the guy deported his entire operations in the sea. As you will discover, when you enter the book of Revelations, all all the big beasts that you hear about, every monstrous creature that is coming to fight, they are all coming from where? They are all coming from the sea. Daniel, in the book of Daniel 7:3, he speaks about four beasts that are rising from the sea, not from the land, not from the sky. Very few things come from heaven in the book of Revelations, apart from the angels and the horses. But these monstrous beings, like I think Revelations 13, is from the sea. Because at that time, the thing has matured inside there. Calmly inside there. So there is a kingdom in the water. There is. Revelation 12, verse 12. The Bible says, "Therefore rejoice, O heaven, and you who dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea. For the devil has come down to you, having great wrath, because he knows that he has a short time." So we know that there are inhabitants on the earth. That's you and me. And other creatures. And there are also inhabitants in the sea. God wouldn't say it if it wasn't true. Daniel 7 verse 3. "And four great beasts came up from the sea, each different from the other." Revelation 13 verse 1. "Then I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rising up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and on his horns ten crowns, and on his heads a blasphemous name." All from the sea. The very place we don't think much about is where a lot of operations are coming from. But the killer itself is Isaiah 27 verse 1. "In that day, the Lord with his sword and great and strong sword." Hallelujah. You see, I like this sword. It's a sword, great and strong sword, "shall punish Leviathan, the piercing serpent, even Leviathan, that crooked serpent. And he shall slay the dragon that is in the sea." There's a dragon in the sea. Leviathan. A serpent. A crooked serpent. So we now know that there are beings in the sea, and one of their chief, like their chief master, is a serpent. Leviathan is, and it's again another representation of the devil, which from the very beginning took the nature of a serpent. Leviathan is a serpent. Even in the nature, there are snakes that live in anaconda. They live in the water. A lot of snakes live. Those are the most, according to what I heard, they are the most venomous snakes. Are you with me? So take note of that crooked serpent from the sea. Remember that very well. Now, you see, as I was studying, I discovered that legion that I've been telling you guys about was a marine spirit. You see, legion that we've been talking about from the very beginning of this series. God opened my eyes and I realized legion, actually that is where I decided to make a U-turn, when I discovered that legion is not just a demon, he is a marine demon. Oh yes. Here's why. Mark 5, 12, 2013. "So all the demons begged Jesus, saying, send us to the swine that we may enter them. And at once Jesus gave them permission, and then the unclean spirit went out and entered the swine, and there were about 2,000 of them, and the head ran violently down the steep place into where? The sea." " and drown in this. And that is where the Holy Ghost brought my attention, because now you're going to tell you something that we never knew before. Pigs can swim. Pigs are very good swimmers. Go on Google, type pig swimming. You will see for yourself. Actually, there is a pig that swam for more than 11 kilometers in France. Pigs swim. Even me in my village, I knew pig can swim. I don't know why I didn't see it when I was reading this before. Pigs swim. Now, why 2,000 pigs, they fall in the water and they all drown? Yet pigs can swim. Does that make sense? That somebody can swim. I mean, even if not all of them, there at least two could have survived. But they all drown. Why? Simple. Legion was just using them to go back to his natural habitat. They were just a vehicle for him to descend back where he came from. And once Legion was back where he belonged, he didn't have any use of them anymore. I want to show you something that maybe you don't know. You see, we are in Mark 5. You'll be very surprised that Mark 4, remember that chapters and verses were given to us by the scholars. But when Mark was writing this, he was not writing chapter 1. No. He was just writing the account as he knew it. So as far as he was concerned, there was no difference between chapter 5 and chapter 4. It's the same thing. In chapter 4, at the beginning, Jesus is saying to his disciples, let's cross over to the other side. So they all enter the boat and Jesus goes to sleep. When he says, let's cross over to Gadara, he said, let's cross over to Gadara. He was saying to them, let's go to Gadara. Listen carefully. And he fell asleep. I want to read it for you. Mark chapter 4, verse 35 to 41. 41 is the last verse of Mark chapter 4. And then after that, you enter Mark chapter 5. That is beginning now when they arrive in Gadara and the madman comes to them. But Mark chapter 4, 35 to 34 to 41, on the same day when evening had come, he said to them, let us cross over to the other side. Now, when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat, and he was as he was. And other little boats were also with them. And a great windstorm arose. A great windstorm. Another version says call. Like, it was very abnormal. Why? Because, listen, Peter, James, and John are fishermen. They fish in the night all the time, so they know storms. For them to be so afraid is because this was no natural storm. A great storm arose and the waves beat into the boat so that it was already filling. But he was in the stern asleep on the pillow. Then they awoke him and said, teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? So, it means if Jesus doesn't wake up here, we're all going to die. Everybody's going to die. Then he arose and rebuked the wind. One. Number two. And said, you see, he rebuked the wind and he said to the sea. He spoke to the sea. Peace, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Praise the Lord. And he said, then why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and they said to one another, who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him? Are you listening? This is what is happening in Mark 4, last verse. The sea is obeying the guy. Mark 5, the madman of Gadara runs as soon as he arrives in Gadara, as soon as he steps out of the boat. A madman comes from nowhere and comes to him. By the time he is done with that madman, 5,000 or 6,000 demons leave the man, enter pigs, and return in the sea. What does that tell you? The thing that was trying to kill Jesus all this time in the sea is the same spirit that is controlling that area. It was a marine spirit. The marine spirit identified Jesus from the boat already. And the marine spirit already wanted to destroy Jesus from the boat. But Jesus neutralized it. That's why as soon as he arrived in the land, look who came to meet him. A person that already knew who he is. And when he dealt with that spirit, guess where the spirit went back to? In the sea. Have you ever wondered why it is a madman that comes to meet Jesus? Have you ever wondered why? Throughout the ministry of Jesus, Jesus is identified by people with demon spirit quicker than even his disciples. Like, a person will have a demon and say, "Who? What are you coming to do? We know who you are, the Holy Son of God." Like, he will have to shut them down. So demons could recognize Jesus because they know him. So when he was in the sea on his way to Gadara, they knew what he's going to do, and they wanted to stop him. I want to tell you something. Many times you are traveling from one place to another with a very clear objective of what you are going to do, and you think you are the only one who knows what you are going to do there. Unknown to you, other spirits can also see what you are going to do, and they start bringing all kinds of opposition. But I mean, this is Paul saying, many times I wanted to come to you, but Satan blocked the way. A marine spirit. That legion was a marine spirit. What are marine spirits? Marine spirits are wicked, extremely violent, murderous spirits that inflict their victims with much pain, sorrow, and disappointment. Marine spirits are seductive spirits that control fashion trends, cosmetic, makeup, hairstyles, and even commerce. Commerce, why? Because most of the commerce in the world happens in the sea. It is believed that the god Mammon, his headquarters are in the sea. It is believed, I don't know, but it is believed that Mammon, his headquarters are in the sea. Because, if, you know, the riches of this world are in the sea. The oil, all those things. Most of the time, when you hear that a treasure is lost, it's in the sea. It was taken by the sea. Most of the things you see people wearing up here are designed down there. New trends, new hairstyles, most of the things we do here. It is marine spirits that are behind it. Marine spirits are personal demons. I want you to understand that. They are personal demons. There are demons that are not personal. Understand? They can enter you. You can easily cast them out. A marine spirit is a personal demon that comes and that wants to be with you for all your life. They are also called familiar spirits sometimes. We must learn to pray against personal demons. Everybody has personal. You see, the same way you have a guardian angel. There are some demons, very personal. They've studied you. They know you. and they are on your case. You see, most of the time, you see, people, you find a person, they are always moody. It's a demon. There's a personal demon that controls your moods, my friend. Certain things that people do, they think, it's not you. It's not you. Somebody has found a house in you. Marine spirits are personal demons that are responsible for the following: adultery, fornication, abortion, incest, homosexuality, lesbianism, pornography, polygamy, and other sexual perversions you can think of. Anything that is connected to sexuality. Understand, Satan's kingdom is very organized. Not everybody does everything. The people that handle sexual problems or sexual files are marine spirits. Seductive. They are the ones that come up with fashion, with very, very revealing stuff. They understand how to appeal to your interests. So they operate with all sexual things, anything sexual, lingerie, all those things. Most of them are designed for bad there. Look, we don't have time to go too much into this, but I'll tell you, it's from there. But also what is from there is the sexual perversion. When you see a person here on earth struggling with lust, he's dealing with a marine spirit. He doesn't just know what it is. He just called lust. And it is lust. But the origin of that thing is in the sea. The spirit that actually, especially when you find a person that is deep into such things. No. You are dealing with a marine spirit that is troubling you. And you shall be set free by the grace of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. Now it goes a little bit further with these guys because they don't just want to be with you, make you do things. Sometimes they want to now do things with you. That is where it gets twisted. Do you understand? Normally, a demon can enter a person for the purpose of directing the person to do something. Do you get it? But some of these marine spirits are not just interested in making you to do something. They actually want to do something with you. That is where it twists. They want to have sex with you. And when it twists like that, then you have what we call incubus or succubus. Incubus is when a male demon, do you understand, goes around at night locating girls that are sleeping or women that are sleeping and having sex with them. And succubus is when it is a female demon that is now moving around, locating a person that they like, a male, and having sex with them. On our world here, we call it spiritual husband and spiritual wife. I felt I needed to teach you on this because these are things that people are going through. And sometimes we don't talk about them. We just leave them there. And people are just struggling with these things. And they don't know what's going on with them. I mean, they're just struggling. And nobody is talking. And they just think, you know what? Let me just stay quiet too. But it's the reality. Quickly. How do you encounter a marine spirit? There are many ways. Like I've taught you already that demons enter in many ways. But now my focus is really on marine spirit because they are very dangerous. Very, 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 and very wicked. That is what a lot of people don't understand. So when you see the mermaids, how beautiful they make them look. And they do even look beautiful. But the wickedness that comes with those people is what a lot of people are not aware of. So marine spirits can be contracted through dedication at birth. I don't know in South Africa, but you know where we come from. When a child is born, they take the child by the river and they speak. They lift the child and they speak. And sometimes they dip the finger in the river and they touch the tongue of the child. What they don't know, that what they've just done, they've dedicated the child to the marine spirits. And as that child starts growing up, that child will start having the visits. And sometimes the child gets married there and there without knowing. Number two, people who live next to rivers, oceans, beaches, those people, look, the chances of you carrying a few marine spirits are very high. Very, very, very high. So you locate yourself. If you live near rivers, streams, stuff like that, lakes, oceans, dams, like where there's a huge body of water or some body of water of some sort. I'm not saying that everybody that's living there has marine spirits. I'm just saying that usually the chances are you can catch them from there. Marine spirit can be contacted through ancestral bloodline. If somebody in the family already has a marine spirit, that marine spirit will just keep moving from person to person to person to person in the family. Marine spirit can be contacted through consulting fetish priest, going to a sangoma. Many people contact marine spirit through sangomas. And you know how they do it? They use water, because it has to be water. You must understand that it is a water spirit. So everything is connected to water. They make you bath with water. They make you drink water. They do certain things, but they revolve around water. You are being baptized into the marine world. Not long after that, you start seeing all kinds of calamities. Through consulting false prophets, many people, especially lately, are contracting marine spirit in churches. Yes. You go to false prophets, people that are not speaking the truth of God. I mean, like, you can't see it on the surface, but if you go deep, you find out that the power the person is working with is not from God. And they are selling you holy water, and you are using it on you. And because the source the person is operating with is demonic, all they need is to gain access. They just need access. And because they work with water, once you use that water a few times, either you pour yourself holy, 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 holy. You are doing this thing. You don't know what you are busy with. You don't know what you are busy with. Some of these prophets also can get you to start having this their true sex. Because some of them, they blindly tell you, for you to move here to here, I need to have sex with you. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And unfortunately, a lot of gullible souls out there will agree. And that is how those marine spirits enter. Going to nightclubs. Nightclubs. Let me tell you something. Marine spirits like nightclubs. A lot. You must know. A lot. Yeah. It's dark. It's night. They appear. Beautiful girl. You see a beautiful girl. You don't know who she is. You don't know what you are dealing with. Yeah. They go to nightclubs to recruit. Like, that's actually one of the main places they go to. I have so many stories of people who encountered marine spirits in nightclubs. Many, too many. In fact, it's too many. So watch out. Because also in a nightclub, the spirit of seduction is there a lot. And they like that place. And people are loose. And you see, for a spirit to enter, you need to be loose. You lose control. You are just enjoying. They like that. They like that a lot. Going to rivers and streams for cultural reasons. Like, you go to a river at night to make some incantations. Or you go to a river to throw some things. You are not going to do washing. You are going there to do other things. Or you are going there to wash yourself. People contact marine spirits like that. Through listening to certain musics. Yeah. Some love, deep things. You are listening to it. You are no more okay. Yeah, you are not fine. You are not fine. R&B, there are certain types of music that the moment it starts, you also. Yeah. And those that are very sexual, even the videos, they enter you easily from there. Of course, through sexual intercourse with somebody who has a marine spirit. That's why most people that have multiple partners end up with marine spirits. You see, actually, it is the marine spirit that is leading you now to do that. Because, you see, what happens is, once it is in you, it wants certain things. And you have to cooperate. Or if you are the type that was moving around, it will lead you to a certain person that will connect you to the thing. Also, through borrowing things from people, clothes especially. Yeah. The same way you see the anointing is transferable. Also, spirits are transferable. And spirits are transferable. You go around wearing other people's clothes, you wear a spirit. Be careful with those things. I'm going to a patch, I'm going to borrow your skirt, I'm going to borrow your shoes, I'm going to borrow your bra. Look, be careful with such things. Be very careful with such things. Before you realize you have borrowed a spirit, and the spirit doesn't want to go. Are you listening? These are ways through which these spirits enter. That marine spirit I'm talking about. And many Christians are dealing with marine spirits, and they don't know they are dealing with marine spirits. They don't know. Because, like I'm saying, it's a kingdom that is very, very unknown to us. And find all kinds of sexual problems in churches. Marine spirits just moving all over the place. It's seduction. You find a sister, she's busy sleeping with everybody in the church. Or a brother is just busy raking all the sisters. And nobody knows what's going on. A spirit of marine has entered. Oh yeah. How do you know? How do you know that you are being attacked by a marine spirit? Number one, you constantly dream of water. You see water in your dreams, rivers. You are in the sea, you are swimming. Do you understand? You see water. Sometimes you see mermaids. You see fish. Aquatic animals. You like constantly see the lake. You see water. They are trying to initiate you to something. Number two, you constantly dream of snakes. Constantly. You find yourself in a congregation of snakes. You are surrounded. And they all want you. Remember, Isaiah 27, Leviathan, the crooked serpent from the sea. From the sea. It's got a lot to do with snakes. Because snake is seduction. And sometimes, when that spirit is really working on you very strongly, you even sense the presence of a snake. Like, during your, like, when you are walking, like, you, it's like you have flashes that there's a snake around. Like, you are constantly afraid you might see a snake. You feel like, constantly you feel, hey, I'm afraid. Like, if you are walking in the bush, hey, a snake. Even if you are walking on a tar road, you feel, you're going to see a snake passing there now. Like, a consciousness of a snake is so much in you. There's a marine spirit fighting you. There's a marine spirit fighting you. Constantly around you, you feel a snake. You are afraid to see a snake. And you have a flash of a snake passing the road. Oh. Oh. Number three, when you sleep, something just come and press you. It press you. You feel press in your dreams. Then you want to say, in the name of Jesus. You can't say it. Why? The thing is pressing you. If you could see that scenario with your naked eyes, the marine spirit is sitting on you. They usually sit here, this part of you, right here. You feel pressure here. You feel press here. Ask me why. I don't know. I don't know why they come and sit here. Yeah, but they sit there. Every demon sitting on you will be unseated in the name of Jesus. Number four, you have sex almost every night with a spirit. Almost, I mean, if you skip a night, it's a miracle. It's a miracle. Almost every night, somebody comes and have sex with you. I heard the story of a brother who was proposing a sister, and the sister had a spiritual husband already. Apparently, things didn't work out. As I'm going to show now, I'll go to the other point. You'll quickly understand why things don't work out. When somebody has a marine spirit, ooh. But the brother had a dream. In his dream, a guy comes to him and says to him, I'm sure you know that girl you want, I have sex with her any day I want, wherever I want. In his dream, somebody just comes to his dream and says, you see that girl you're trying to have? I have sex with her any day I want, wherever I want. And okay, what is this? He didn't know. He had encountered the actual spirit that is dealing with the lady. It came to warn him, stay away. This is where the rubber hits the road, people of God, because when these dreams start, they usually don't stop. They don't stop. And some people wake up in the morning and they feel violated. You can literally feel, man, something has happened with me. You feel it, it looks real. And it is. Yeah. We've heard of people that it became so real, they start looking forward to it. Like the marine spirit has inoculated them perfectly. By now, they just come home, sleep, get ready, and they go to bed. And they start waiting in the dream. And the demon come. Some people reach that level. They are no more fighting it. They are living with it. They have accepted their husband and their wife. 5. You have uncontrollable sexual urges. When the urges start, you must fulfill something. You must do something. Either you must masturbate, you must fornicate, you must watch porn, you must do something. It's uncontrollable. It shall be controlled in the name of Jesus. 6. You have problems with your love relationships. You can't date properly. Every time you start dating a person, nobody understands what happened. The thing doesn't work. Why? Marine spirit, very jealous. They cannot allow anybody near their property. Very jealous. They will fight, cause commotion until the person will disappear. And you'll be lonely again. You'll be lonely again. A lot of sisters don't know why they are not married. And they are not honest about the thing. A lot of brothers don't know why. He's almost 40. He's still not married. He is married to a spirit. And that spirit is fighting any beloved he brings around. It fights. You don't know, but it is the truth. They fight it. They want you for themselves. 7. If you push and you get married, that marriage doesn't work. The marriage doesn't work. Fight every day. Divorce threats. No peace. Why? Because you are 3. You are 3. There's another person in this marriage. You see, the people that, you see, every day they are fighting. No. There's nothing like that. You can't be fighting every day in a marriage. A week cannot pass. We must fight. No. There's a marine spirit somewhere inside here. Something is wrong inside here. Yeah. Something is wrong. It's just that people are not honest. But there's competition in this marriage. There's competition. You know those couples, every time, people are already tired of them. Like, they are tired of resolving the problem. They just, look, if you want to fight, if you want to kill each other, kill each other. Unknown to these two, there's a marine spirit that is behind that whole thing to make sure the marriage doesn't work. It will fight. Number seven. When you have a marine spirit, you struggle with miscarriages, fibroids, cysts, menstrual problems. All that. You are just a run out. All the time. All the time. There's a problem. Every time. There's a problem. Every time. There's a marine spirit that is busy with you. There's a marine spirit. Those same people struggle to have children. Do you know why? Because the marine spirit comes to you so that you can give him children. Not so that you can have children. You must give him children. They want children. Another one is that you get stuck in life. Marine spirits will make sure you don't progress. Oh yeah. You start a business, it doesn't work. You start anything you do, they are there to ensure you don't become nothing. Oh yeah. So it's not just that they are violating you at night, but during the day, your life is not working. You don't, that people with marine spirit are always stuck in the same spot. They can't move. They can't move. Or they can't move much. They cannot become all that God wanted them to become. Because that spirit is fighting fearlessly. When a person has a marine spirit, lastly, you feel like somebody is watching you. But don't see the person. You get it? You feel like you are being monitored. And that is what the snake does. You know, the snake doesn't really close the eyes. The eyes are always open. Continuous monitoring. Your movements are monitored. And a pastor, I was listening to a pastor. The pastor was saying that they even use your body odor to locate you. Oh yeah. They know, because snakes don't really, they smell. They smell and they know that this is what I want. So people with marine spirit also, they don't like prayer. Long prayers. Powerful. No. They want very, very diplomatic prayers. Father, we appreciate you. Your holiness is all over the world. We see your glory in the skies. And we appreciate the dew of the morning. Bless us this blessed day and cause everything to go well. Marine spirit likes such prayer so much. That you pray softly, you know, no power. Yeah. Marine spirit don't like rikato. No. Don't come with such thing. They don't like it. They don't like it. So I'm not surprised if you don't like it. You get it? Like, if you yourself, you don't like riketetete, brakokoko, mantepela, akaka, akaka. You are starting fire. Snakes don't like fire. Small fire that Paul started, viper is out. You see, they don't like fire. So they don't like fiery prayers. So they will fight your prayer life. Why? Because your prayer life fights them. Number two. A person with a marine spirit cannot fast. I'm not saying he doesn't want to. He cannot fast. He can't. You know why? Because It is the flesh that Satan eats. God told the snake, in your belly you shall eat the dust, and man is dust. So the snake operates with your flesh. He needs your flesh to be active for him to operate. When you start entering into fasting, you are torturing the flesh, and the spirits that require the flesh to be alive begin to suffer. That's why when you have a marine spirit, it will always give you a reason why you shouldn't fast. Fasting will be a problem. You will see that you will try, but you can't. Prayer, you can't. You will pray, but you pray diplomatic prayers. Even your tongues. Things that even a mosquito, it cannot work on a mosquito. You are trying to fight Leviathan. No. You can't do that. That's why they are there. Prayers are just water-rich prayers. You know what we use to quench the fire? Water. And they just bring their water, poof, 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 poof. Fire extinguishers. All your small fire gone. People with marine spirit working in them are very proud and stubborn. Why? That is Leviathan. If you read the whole chapter, even God, when God is confronting Job, he says to him, have you checked Leviathan? Who is? There is nobody can tell Leviathan what to do. Leviathan is called the father of the sons of pride. He is the father of all the children of pride, which is the very nature of Satan. Pride. So when a person has that spirit, that person is stubborn. You cannot tell them what to do. I'm helping you locate the spirits. My God. My God. People with that marine spirit, very fashionable. Hey, look, it's like they were born with the clothes. They were born with what? With the clothes. Very, very fashionable. Like, they know what to wear. They know how to match. Like, they just, because that spirit understand fashion. It is the author of fashion. Oh yeah. It makes you seductive. It knows what you should wear and how it should show. Now, I'm talking to Christians, but I want you to understand that these things work on people that are not Christians. So when that spirit is in them, they'll go all out. Every attire is seductive and suggestive. Like they are inviting you. Come and take some of this spirit. They dress to impress. Yeah, and they like to be noticed. Because that spirit likes to come out. Do you understand? So it doesn't like humility. No. It wants to be known. It wants to be seen. So these people, they come late at meetings because they want everybody to see them. They are your Vogue magazine cover. When they hit the makeup, it's like they want to hit. I don't want to. Yeah. Because that's the purpose of the spirit working in the person. It wants to catch your eye. When this spirit is somewhere, the person will lie. Liars. And And when they are married, they cheat. Hey! It's too much. They are always doing cheating calculations. Why? Because the spirit of seduction and lust and fornication and
Thank you, Lord.
So that spirit is there. A lot of lies. You never really know the truth much. You'll have to take a long time before you can know one small thing. Another one, when they are in the church, they usually target men of God, women of God. Okay, let me say they target anointed people. Let me put it that way. They target, like it's a target. The moment that spirit enters with a person, they locate who has the fire here. And so you will see a sister, she seems to have an interest in you, and you are thinking that, oh, I think God is working. God is not working. Let me tell you something. God is not working. Leviathan is working. Yeah. Mami Wata is working. Yeah. Because in my country, we call mermaid Mami Wata. Mami Wata. She is working on you. Now you are coming to church. You are no more coming to see Jesus. You are coming to see your Leviathan sister or your Leviathan brother. You are enticed. And you are struggling to even pray. Because that's exactly the point. Leviathan doesn't like prayer. He doesn't like fasting. He doesn't like humility. He doesn't like those things. He wants you to come out. Before long, you leave the church. That shall never be your story in the name of Jesus. How do we break the Leviathan spirit? Number one, confess and renounce every promiscuous living. Confess. Don't explain. Confess to God, Lord, I'm still masturbating. Lord, I'm still lusting. Lord, I'm still struggling with porn. Lord, lesbianism thoughts are still in me. Lord, I'm still having homosexual desires. Confess to God. Don't sit there and the thing is grilling you. No, take it to God. Lord, I want to bring an end to this thing. But how do you bring an end to it? First of all, admit that what you were doing was wrong. Have you ever confessed to God your fornications? Have you ever confessed to God your adulteries? Confess. Take it to God. Then number two, renounce. Confess and renounce. There's a beautiful promise in the book of 1 John chapter 1 verse 9. We all know it. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and righteous so that he will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We cannot go further until we are cleansed. So through confession and renouncement, you receive the cleansing power of God. Number two, let someone pray for you for deliverance. The madman of Gadara could not deliver. I mean, he has 6,000 of these guys in him. They made him to be naked. I mean, he was ever ready for the job. Ready. Whenever they want, they just get. He's ready. If it wasn't Jesus in the book of Luke, Mark 5:8, for Jesus had said to him, come out of this man, you impure spirit. There must be somebody who says, come out of this woman, you impure spirit. Come out of this man, you impure spirit. We must start. Deliverance must not be something that is a special occasion. No. After a service, brother, I need prayer for deliverance over this matter. Then you go somewhere, you pray in tongues for a few minutes, then you start blasting those demons out. But people always try to look very dignified and respectable and respected. Demons stay in. One good thing the madman of Gadara did, he ran to Jesus and worshipped him. Number three, engage dry and sometimes long fasting. Because that's exactly what that spirit hates. Engage dry. Tell yourself, I'm not going to eat, I'm not going to drink from today until tomorrow or for the coming 2 days. Like, you must have some dry. You torture that thing. Dry fasting, not Daniel fasting. Daniel fasting, if you are dealing with fallen angels, you are trying to release. But you are dealing with Leviathan from the sea, a very stubborn spirit. Have times of dry fasting. Oh, pastor, it's hard to fast. Yes, that's exactly what we need to do. Because if you don't do that, that thing will continue having power over you. Mark 9:28. When he came into the house, his disciples began asking him privately, why is it that we could not cast it out? Cast out that demon. Why? So he said to them, this kind can come out, this kind can come out by nothing but prayer and fasting. So there's a certain kind of demons you can cast, it doesn't go out. Until you add fasting to the prayer. Number four, bind marine spirits at night. At night. Why? They are visiting you at night. I'm saying wake up at night and start saying, I bind marine spirits in the name of Jesus. You mention the name and you bind. And you cast out. And you forbid them from entering your area. First Thessalonians 5:5-8. You are all children of the light and children of the day. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness. So then, let us not be like others who are asleep, but let us be awake and sober. For those who sleep at night. And those who get drunk at night. You see, when you sleep, things happen. Don't sleep at night only. Do something. Number five, soak in anointed messages all the time. Be soaking. Anointed messages. Be soaking. Why?
Because the word of God is the sword of the spirit. And you've learned already that the Lord with a sore and strong sword shall cut the head of Leviathan. People that soak in anointed messages constantly, those people, they give a very hard time to this type of spirits.
Luke 4:31 to 33. Then Jesus went to Capernaum, a town in Galilee, and taught there in the synagogue every Sabbath day. There too, the people were amazed at his teaching. So Jesus is teaching, for he spoke with authority, anointing, anointed messages. Guess the next line. Once he was in the synagogue, a man possessed with a demon, an evil spirit, cried out and started shouting.
Jesus never talked to the man. Jesus is just teaching the word with authority. And demons are already reacting. So every time you listen to teachings, and I like the fact that it doesn't say he was preaching, he was teaching. Teaching with authority. Teaching. Teaching is very powerful, my friend.
As I will show you next week when we start doing deliverance in the mind. Because many demons, they don't need prayer, they need truth. You shall know the truth. The truth will make you free. They need the teaching the truth sets you free.
6. Live a life of sanctification and consecration. The more you keep yourself pure, the harder it is for this demon to operate. Before long, it can't operate. Like you've made it very difficult. He has to go find another place.
Matthew 5:8. Blessed are the pure in heart. They shall see God. They shall see God. They shall see God. You are pure. You will see God.
Then lastly, be very persistent and determined. Understand you are dealing with a stubborn, proud spirit that doesn't want to leave. It sees you at its property. You too must be very, very determined.
Luke 18:4-5. For a while he was unwilling, but later he said to himself, even though I do not fear God nor respect any person, yet because this widow is bothering me, I will give her justice. Otherwise, by continual coming, she will wear me out.
No matter how strong a demon is, you can wear it out. No matter how resistant the demon is, you can wear it out. Hallelujah. I came to tell you this morning that spiritual husband, or whatever they call themselves, they are not supposed to be in you. They are not supposed to operate in the house that belongs to the Holy Spirit. And if you can start applying these principles that I'm teaching you, it's a matter of time. They will be worn out. The things of God are not necessarily things that require a lot of, it's just consistency. If you start being consistent, anything can change. When you are consistent, are you blessed? Are you helped?
I want you to stand on your feet this morning and to just start thanking God for the word that you have received today. If anything has come your way, if God has helped you at any level, please start thanking Him right now. That's the least we can do. Appreciate God for His grace. Appreciate God for speaking to you. Appreciate God for showing you the way. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Shibrega devalema. Masoma nemene. Masoma nemene. Masoma nemene. Start thanking God that every marine spirit that is fighting your life, the days of that marine spirit are over. The days of that marine spirit are over. I speak as a man of God sent by God that any marine spirit that has made its way in your life, this series will not finish before that demon is finished. Begin to pray and thank God that you have victory over every marine spirit. Jesus neutralized them in the sea and on land. We too shall neutralize them in the sea and on land. In the name of Jesus Christ. Mandevra shebregede balabaraba. Santele mando zigadeba. Makatove lebele gade mandema. Semende nekazuga de balemande. Shaprado kovele mazikatepa. Prente zigade vele mandonaze. Ente prezoga. Masukolava. Prenchekedeve. Sekene mande. Magadaba. Begin to pray that God may cleanse you from all uncleanness. All uncleanness. All uncleanness. Apply the blood. All uncleanness. All shame. All sin. Anything. Uncleanness. Jesus. Sheme kazile mande katopaya. Ente prezekete pekete pakata. Ente prezekete kapakote kapata. Ente prezekete kapakote kapata. I sense victory for somebody. Ayayayaya. Mekatole mande namaziga debada. Bokoyame. 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 I send a sword. The sword and strong sword of the spirit. To break the back neck of that marine spirit. I curse every marine spirit fighting any member of this church. I curse it. Shema degadeba. Shegadeba deba. Tavele manda. Sokona menda. Sakato pele mande. Mekete pena. Lakene manda. I decree the war against Nerit spirit is open. We will fight them and they will return to the sea where they came from. By the anointing of the Holy Ghost and through the name of Jesus, be free from every marine spirit that is seeking to violate you, rape you, destroy you, destroy your relationships, destroy your finances, paralyze your ministry. I bind and I crush those devils in the name of Jesus Christ. Your prayer life is coming to friend. Your fasting life is coming to life. Humility is the order of the day. You are living a sober life as a child of God. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Give Jesus a big hand of praise, somebody. Quickly this morning, if you are not born again, that is where everything begins today. Are you struggling with marine spirits? Do you dream snakes all the time? Do you see yourself in water all the time? Are you constantly finding yourself in bed with a man you don't know or a woman you don't know? There's a solution this morning. If everything begins with allowing Jesus into your heart, as your personal honesty. I'm sure you realize that that legion was only dethroned by Jesus. If Jesus is not in that story, in fact, in the sea, he is the one who neutralized the marine spirit. And on land, it was still him who neutralized the marine spirit. Please understand, you need Jesus. About just going around taking water. Listen, you need Jesus, the water of life. Right now, you are saying, Pastor, I want to be born again. I want my sins to be forgiven. I want Jesus to come into my life. I want to become a new creation. I want the old to be passed and the new to come. The count of three, I'm going to ask you to raise your right hand so I can pray for you. One, two, three. Raise your right hand. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Freedom is coming to you today. Freedom is coming to you. Quickly, you are already born again, but you are harassed by these spirits on a daily basis. Your life is stuck. Your dreams are nightmares. You don't understand. Your dreams are always defiled. Always defiled. There's never a pure dream. Every dream is defiled. Something is wrong. And this morning, God has given you some keys. But maybe you are saying this morning, Pastor, I want to make a fresh commitment with Jesus. At the count of three, please raise your right hand so I can pray with you. One, two, three. Your hands up. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Let us pray together. Repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to you today. Please forgive me my sins. Wash me with blood. I believe you died for me. On the third day you rose again, that I might be justified. Right now, I believe my sins are forgiven. I'm justified by your blood. I'm saved. I'm restored. I'm born again. I'm a child of God. I am free from the power of sin. I am free from the power of marine spirits to serve the living God. Thank you, Jesus, for receiving me. Thank you, Jesus, for restoring me. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for listening. May God bless you. Remember to subscribe to receive our latest service notifications and to share the link. You can also watch our pastor, Pastor Pascal, live on our Facebook page, Alive Bible Church HQ, or on our YouTube channel, Alive Bible Church SA. Remember, you are alive to give life.